Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam 4.28.42 onwards and glories of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada and he is initiating ISKCON Guru. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Angoshtra Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining the call today and giving your valuable association and time this morning. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you are on mute, Prabhuji. Yes. Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Can you see me? Is it okay? I can start?
Yes,
Prabhuji. Is it okay?
Yes, Prabhuji.
I cannot see the face, but I will start, okay? Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Vancha Kalpataru Bhesya, Prabhasindhu Bhavacha, Patita Nam, Pavane Bhu, Vaishnava Bhu, Namo Nama. Ananta Koti, Vaishnava Vranda Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वरूपः तदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं सागर जातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं हंस जीवं ताद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कृष्णभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये हरे कृष्ण. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. So we will be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 28, and text number 42, 53, 44. So this is about Purajan. He becomes a woman in the next life. So I will give a little bit background for a newcomer that Purajan died because of the, he had so much fever and kalkanya and because of the old age and attacked the city, Purajan's city. So this is an allegorical study that is being told by Narad Muni to King Prachin Barisa. He wants to bring him, come him back. And what is the purpose of human life? What we should be doing? He was killing so many animals and he was supposed to renounce. His children came back now. So he should be renouncing. But rather than that, he is engaged in costly affairs. And so Narad Muni had to come and give him certain instruction. So Puranjan becomes very much miserable because of the old age. The city superintendent, a serpent, he could not defend the city. That is Pran, Apan, Vyan, Saman, Udan. These are the five Pran Vayu. They tried to protect, but he could not survive. So Puranjan is lamenting about his wife and children, that what would happen to them, because he was thinking of his woman at the time of death. Then he became, he took a birth as a woman. So whatever, if one man thinks of a woman, he becomes woman, but not necessarily in the human form of life. Because he did pious activity, he was doing normally. So anyway, he became a woman and he took a birth as a daughter of the king of Vidarbha. So he was called Vaidarbhi. Vaidarbhi means daughter of Vidarbha. So he's married. Marrying this Vaidarbhi, got married to Balya Dhwaj, who was a very pious person. He was also a king and very devoted person. And then he had the descendants. So Balya Dhwaj performed many, many austerities and realized the Lord and left his body. So this is the topic that 42 is about when he is leaving his body. So we are talking about that part, text number 42. So let me read text number 42. Pare brahmani chatmanam param brahma tathatmani vikshamano vihaye kshamasya dupara dupara para ramah vikshamano vihaye ksham vihaye ksham asmat upara ramah. So King Balya Dhwaj could thus observe that the super soul was sitting by his side, and that he, as the individual soul, was sitting by the side of the super soul. Since both were together, there was no need for separate interest. Thus he ceased from such activity. So in our heart, Ishwarah Sarvabhutanam Hadeshi Arjuna Tishti. Paramatma is sitting in the place of the heart. In the heart, Paramatma is there along with the soul. So there is soul and super soul. So he observed the super soul was sitting by his side. It is very rarely we don't really look towards that soul, Paramatma. Just like there are two birds in Bhagavad Gita, it has been described that there are two birds sitting on a tree, and one bird eating the sweet and bitter fruits of the tree, and he does not look towards the Paramatma. Another bird, who is his friend from time immemorial, and say, accompanies him wherever he goes, whether it is in the hellish planets, or suffering there, or taking birth as a mouse or a snake or any kind of yoni we take, wherever we go. It is only once the soul is completely liberated, in the soul, there is mind, intelligence and ego goes along with the soul in another life. When we die, mind, intelligence and ego go along with the soul. So soul carries these things, just like the aroma is carried. The soul is carried by this mind, intelligence and ego, and then he takes another body, another birth. Whether he has to, if he was very sinful, he has to go to Yamaraja's place. If he's not very sinful, then he may be given the next body by the arrangement of the nature. Particularly, Lord Brahma supplies another body. So soul and super soul, they were sitting together, and we must look towards Paramatma. Normally, Paramatma gives us instruction, don't do this. There is intuition, what you say. Intuition that all of a sudden you remember something. That comes from the super soul, Paramatma. So we should pray to the Paramatma feature. Paramatma is a Purush, but he does not have like the Bhagwan swim. So we could pray to Bhagwan also. And by praying to the Bhagwan, because he does not, Paramatma does not have many Leelas are in it. So we could pray to Bhagwan, then Paramatma is included. Brahma and a Brahma Jyoti, that is also included in that. So since both were together, there was no need for separate interest. Both our interests should be the same. Paramatma wants us to understand him and go to the spiritual kingdom. So he ceased his all the activity. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing, in the advanced stage of devotional service, the devotee does not see anything separate between his own interest and those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Interest is the same. Krishna wants our love, and we also need love of Krishna. Reciprocation. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tathaiva bhajamyaham. So we pray to Krishna, and Krishna is also gives us the answer to all these prayers. So there is no separate interest. Separate interest means we want some material enjoyment. Krishna wants us to come back to the adhyatmika, or spiritual world, spiritual life in his abode, and he is waiting for us from time immemorial, looking for us. We take one step and he takes hundreds of steps. So, but because his interest, as it has been given in the translation, that his interest was the same, this King Balya Dhwaj. He left his body, and soul and super soul, they left him. He is gone, means soul and super soul are gone. And along with that goes the mind, intelligence, and false ego. So both interests, means of the soul and super soul, become one. For the devotee, only this is for devotee, does not act for a separate interest. Most of us, we have a separate interest. We want to enjoy our senses. We think that I am the body. We don't think that we are the spirit soul. We don't think about the Paramatma at all. We don't look at him. that he can give us the instruction. So we don't take this. And also Krishna comes in the form of these scriptures. He comes in form of the saintly people. He comes in form of the dhams. He comes in form of so many different, like holy dhams, holy rivers, holy books, holy men. So what interest, our interest should be the same. So why we were born? Why Krishna became Eko Vai Bahusham? Why Krishna became from one to so many? The reason for Krishna to become from one to so many, because he can enjoy, he can exchange the love. And rather than exchanging love with Krishna, we are trying to enjoy our body because we think that I am the body. We don't think that I am part and parcel of Krishna. So that is because that is a simple understanding, if we can understand, act on that level. Then we don't have to suffer the three pang miseries of the mortal world, birth, death, old age and disease, or Adi, Devi, Adi, Mothi, Yatme. So at that time, he sees everything in the soul. In the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. Yo yathaki, yo mam pashyati sarvatra cha mai pashyati, tesam na pashyami sacha mena pranashyati. What this is saying, that whoever sees me everywhere, because Krishna is everywhere, and who sees me in everyone, he sees Krishna only. That in everybody, whole universe are everywhere, it is only Krishna. Krishna is Advaita Jnana Tattva. Advaita Jnana Tattva means so he is only single one. He is really not only ruling or anything, but he expands in all the jiva souls. It is all his energy. Without Krishna, nobody can do anything. But rather than accepting that thing, because we are conscious being also, so we accept some of our own concoction, our own way, rather than accepting Krishna to be Advaita Jnana Tattva. Advaita Jnana Tattva means he is only one. There is no difference between Sajatiya, Vijatiya and Swagat Bhed. Sajatiya Bhed means in the same, like we have in the material world, two people, they are Sajatiya. So Krishna and his expansion are Sajatiya. Then Vijatiya means one tree and one is a man. That is Vijatiya, two are different. But in Krishna, he expands. So there is also Super Soul, Paramatma. He also expands even as a tree. So there is no difference in Sajatiya or Vijatiya or Swagat in his own body. Like our body and soul is different. But in Krishna, his body and soul is the same. There is no difference. Means his any anga can perform, like our eye only sees, our mouth only speaks or takes food, our hand can grasp something. But in Krishna, he can do anything by his any other angas. Angani, yasya sakalendri vrittimanti, pashyanti panti kalayanti chiranjaganti, ananda chinme sadujvala vigrahasya, govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. Means Krishna just could impregnate just by seeing the nature. He sees the nature, prakriti, and he looks it. And then the prakriti, which is in completely balanced samyavastha, then becomes agitated. And because of the agitation, it becomes pregnant. Although he does it through the agency of Shiva, he does not come in contact with prakriti or material nature or Durga Devi, or he does not come in that or external energy. But he does impregnate that is by. So primary creation is by Krishna. Secondary creation, that is done by Brahmaji, according to our previous karma. But when, you may say that when we are liberated, then there is no Brahmaji. We go back to Krishna's abode. But we remain, after devastation, we remain in the body of Mahavishnu. And we remain for whole life of Brahma. Then again the creation starts. So there is pralaya, there is prakriti pralaya is after the life of Brahma. But then there is another pralaya at the night of Brahma. Then for the whole night of Brahma, we remain in the body of Mahavishnu. But that is not all the way to the Brahma Lok. But in the life of Brahma, then all the way to the Brahma Lok, everything is dissolved or devastated. So when we have this understanding, I am part of Krishna. In that way, when we have that, at the time he sees everything in Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. Having attained this stage of understanding, he sees no distinction between the spiritual and material worlds. At that time, his reason, even material, he thinks it is also energy of the Krishna. Right now, we differentiate. This is a man, this is a woman, I'm doctor, I'm intelligent, I'm Indian, I'm American. So we have so many designations, so much differentiation. But in the stage when you see that everything is energy of Krishna, we are also part of Krishna. Everybody is my brother and sister. In that stage, he has this clear understanding. He does not distinguish between the spiritual and material worlds. This is very perfected stage, and this stage was obtained by King Malayadwaj. In perfect vision, the material world becomes the spiritual world due to its being external energy of the Supreme Lord. So for a perfect devotee, the energy and the energetic are non-different. Energy, material nature is energy. We are also Jiva Tattva, we are energy. Spiritual nature is energy. But as an expert electrician can change the use of the electricity for either heat or cold, so Krishna could also use. And or when we put our all the, say we have this material body, if we use the material body for Krishna's service, then they become spiritualized. Even in this life also, we may say we have material body, but if material body is used for service to Krishna, for loving Krishna, love, prem, bhakti, seva, they are all same exchangeable things. If we love Krishna, if we serve Krishna, if we somehow come in contact with Krishna and serve wholeheartedly without differentiation, at that stage, there is no differentiation. In perfect vision, the material world becomes the spiritual world. You may say, how material world becomes the spiritual world? Just by our, this is our, like in a dream, we think the dream was false. And the day, whatever we are doing, it is real dream. But there is no real dream. It is all false. Because it is a very, very temporary. Whatever we think, I have a house, I have this, that, I have this body, I am a man. But this is all temporary. And because of the temporary nature, it is no beginning, no end. In middle, whatever you say is like a dream. So it is a daydream, it is called. Night dream is false, but daydream is also false. So material world becomes the spiritual world due to its being the external energy of the Supreme Lord. Or the perfect devotee, the energy and energetic are non-different. That's why a person is called, when he does not see the differentiation, he is called Jivan Mukta. Means he is freely liberated in this stage. Even living in the material body as a human being, still he is completely liberated. Jivan Mukta Purush. There are many saintly people who does not see that this is for my enjoyment, I am the sense, and I have to bring my senses in contact with the sense objects. They don't do that. They keep the body and soul together, that is true, but they don't indulge in aggrandizing the senses. They just remain a perfect devotee of the Lord, and according to the scriptural injunction, they follow the rules, regulation, everything, and they think that whole world is energy of Krishna. Not this world, but Aneka, so many Brahmandas are part of Krishna. And the spiritual kingdom also. So Advaita Jnanatva, there is no differentiation. Everything is Krishna. But you may say, everybody is Krishna, let me worship a dog. But then you have to differentiate that Krishna has his separate place also. Golok Eva Nivasati Akilatma Bhuta. He lives in Golok Vrindavan. He comes to Vrindavan to show us how does he look like. So you have to behave in the way form he is. But the topmost people like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we went through the Jharkhand forest, he saw the animals, he saw the deer, he saw the lion, he saw tigers, and they were all jumping and speaking like in the human voice and chanting the holy name of the Lord. But we cannot do that. So until we are here, now Rasikananda Prabhu, if you think of him, Rasikananda Prabhu, like his disciple of Shyamananda Prabhu, and he, one king, wanted to take the land of the his Guru Maharaj. So he sent Rasikananda Prabhu. And king thought that I could just kill him by a mad elephant. So he sent by giving him wine and everything. So that elephant came and he paid him obeisances just by seeing him, because he had no differentiation between elephant or himself or anything. He saw the Paramatma in that, and a part of Paramatma as a Atma in the elephant. So elephant also understood that. And he paid him obeisances. He put him on his back and he took him. So king was surprised and he gave that land that he was captured. So in this end, he became his devotee. He took initiation, this elephant, and his name was Gopal. So the so-called material world becomes spiritual. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Everything is brahma because everything is an energy of the Lord. That's why it is everything is brahma. But we see for our enjoyment. And when that awareness comes, we become separate or we turn away from Krishna, then it is all material for us. It will act differently. Just like as long as the sparks, they are in the fire, they remain fiery. But when the sparks fall away, then they become ashes, they are extinguished. So just like as long as our finger is attached to the body, the natural heat is a much valuable. Once it is cut off and thrown away, it is no value. Same thing when we are cut off from Krishna, our Krishna consciousness, our understand about Krishna, then we have practically no value. We just rot in the material world, go through so many cycles until we understand that we are part of Krishna and we start loving and serving Krishna. Because Krishna is the Samabhavanam, is the cause of Sarva Karana Karana. Ishwara, Parama, Krishna, Satchida, Ananda, Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. So we are also Satchit and Ananda. But right now in the material world, because of our different tendency, are separating Krishna and Krishna's energies, they're seeing separately, then we are Achit and Nirananda. But they could be transferred back to the spiritual energy. So everything is intended for the service of the Supreme Lord. And the expert devotee can utilize any so-called material things for the Lord's service. So if we use Lord's service, Rashikesha, Rashikena, Sevanam, Bhaktir, Uttama. Uttam Bhakti is you use your senses for the service of the Lord. You make the service of the Lord by the senses. Rashikesha means master of the senses. Rashikena means by the senses. So by the senses we use and use everything for service of the Lord. Like we are using telephone or we are using this computer or Zoom meeting and all this. But it is spiritualized. We use microphone, sound. We use anything for service of the building, the temple, the books, printing houses. They are all spiritual. But the minute we use for our own advertisement for our own and we think we are separate, then it is separate. It will give a different effect. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he saw Vishnu everywhere. So even he was put on the pile, he did not worry about. He was given the poison by his own mother. He drank it. But it is a Krishna prasad. He did not see it separately. But minute you think it is a separate, and they feel there is no faith, like even with by faith, Mirabai drank the poison herself. She did not die. She could digest it easily. Lord Shiva drank so much ocean of poison, which came the first thing, came this halal wish, and whole ocean was almost poisonous. And he put all this big ocean in his own palm and drank it, but he kept by the energy of the Lord in his throat, and he was protected. So Krishna wanted to glorify him, to glorify Lord Shiva, because he is such an exalted deity, Vaishnavanam Yatharshambhu. So everything in the material world, everything in our body, everything in our senses, everything is meant for the service of the Lord. The minute is used for our senses. Now you may say, is sense gratification is wrong? whatever is needed, like say what we need, ahara, nidra, bhaya, and maitun. Eating, sleeping, waiting, defending. Yes, that is there. And you should use it, but in a proper according to the spiritual injunction. Just like, say, sex life. Yes, but it is for producing a Krishna conscious child. So as long as it is under the, according to the Vedic principles, then one can utilize that. But that is also for the service that you are producing a child would be Krishna conscious by different sanskar. So those things are. So we have to read, we have to understand, we have to read the scriptures, and we have to understand what is the purpose, and you have to go to a spiritual master to understand those truths. Just by your own, you cannot understand. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriye. That Sri Krishna Nam, etc. cannot be grahya. Grahya means accepted, it cannot be understood. But once you start seva, Sevan Mukhe Jivado, by taking prasad, by chanting holy name, by going to the spiritual master, serving him, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, Pariprashtena Sevaya, Upadeshanti Te Gyanam, Gyanivas Tattva Darshina. Because he has seen the truth, he can impart you that knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Because many people are bogus, they recite Bhagavatam also, but it is a professional recitation, it is their business, it is not really for service to the people or for open-heartedly that they serve Krishna by spreading, by speaking, that is also, by chanting, that is also Krishna consciousness. So we use our all the faculty for service to Krishna. So sarvam khalu idam brahma. Everything is brahma because everything is his energy. Everything is intended for the service of the Supreme Lord. And the expert devotee can utilize any so-called material thing for the Lord's service. one cannot serve the Lord without being situated on the spiritual platform. Unless you come to this platform, you cannot serve Krishna. You have to come to this platform that everything is for Krishna. You may do, oh, I do little bit, so you will get the little bit result. You are putting your one foot on the material world, one foot on the spiritual world. You cannot go. The boat cannot take you. Like if you have to cross over the ocean of this material world, you have to put your both foot on the boat of the spiritual kingdom or the aeroplane. Otherwise, you cannot put here. Let me enjoy material world, and when I become old, I will chant. But that is not possible. That's why Rishabh Dev and others, Kamara Ashwet Pragin, that you should, from Prahlad Maharaj also said that from the Kamara age up to the 5 year age, one has to take to Krishna consciousness. Then only one can come to the full level and becoming fully Krishna conscious. Whatever you have done, it is a permanent asset. But again, you have to take another birth, another birth, another birth, until you become complete your Krishna consciousness. And so if you leave behind 0.1%, then you start with 0.2%. But it will take many, many births. But Prabhupada is given a Bhagavad Vidhi. So there is Bhagavad Vidhi, and there is this Pancharatri Ki Vidhi, which was written by Narad Muni in just 5 nights, Pancharatri Ki Vidhi. Both has to be there together. Bhagavad Vidhi is just Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Panasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dashyam, Satyam, Adhunya, Vedanam. And Archanam Vidhi, Archana, like Yagya, etc., Aditi service, you do all this, do service to the community. And so in this way, but Bhagavad Vidhi is the fastest. But both are needed in the beginning at least. So one can use that is called if a so-called material thing is devoted in service of the Lord, it is no longer to be considered a material. This is how the pure devotee in his perfect vision sees from all angles that everything, if it is used, devoting means using those things in service of the Lord. Like you have a sweet, you make a sweet for Krishna and offer to Krishna. Then you could take as his mercy, that is something different. You could distribute, but at least that is devoting everything. We have a body, we have senses. Use those senses for service of the Lord. Just like Maharaj Ambarish, he used to use his legs in going to the temple. He was bringing like water, he was fetched from the Yamuna river, bring it back, wash the floor and clean, bathe the ditis, like decorate the ditis nicely, offering it, prepare so much bhogas and offer it to the ditis. And by the mouth, he will not only chant, but recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Shloka in glorification of the Lord. So we must glorify the Lord because he's the supreme, he's meant to be glorified. Otherwise those characters would never come in us. If you don't glorify Krishna, he just glorify us that I'm so great, I'm such a great devotee. Unless you have namrata or humility, you cannot advance further. So Yukta Vairagya, that is a very big topic. Here it is said that you use everything for Krishna. But Yukta Vairagya means that, yes, you take that, yes, material world is not for me. But if it is far, it could be used for Krishna's service. Just like we use, I'm building a temple. So there is a concrete, there is a sariya, means those rods. There is so many people are working. There is sand, and many things, cement. And so many things are needed. So one should utilize those for glorification of the Lord. Where Lord's name is chanted every minute, every time, where the Lord's devotees are there and they spread Krishna consciousness. And so it has to be done in the mood of service, not in the mood of that, oh, I'm building a temple, I did this. So then it is not a Yukta Vairagya. Vairagya means you don't give credit to yourself, you use everything for service of the Lord, and not for your own senses. So we will take the next verse, that is text number 43, 428-43. Matim parama dharmagyam vaigarbhi malaye dhujam premna pariyacharit dvitva bhogana sapati devata. The daughter of King Vidarbha, Vidarbha's daughter is Vaidarbhi. Vaidarbhi was this King Puranjan in his last life. But because of attachment to his wife, then he took a body of a female. There is no name, but she is called Vaidarbhi. And she was married, as I was told, to King Malayadwaj. The daughter of King Vidarbha accepted her husband all in all as the supreme because he was a wonderful devotee. She gave up all essential enjoyment and in complete renunciation followed the principles of her husband, who was so advanced that she remained engaged in his service. So now, for a woman, that is another path, that she can serve the husband and she can get the same benefit or at least 50% of the benefit of the husband, Ardhangini. So half of the devotional credits are given to the wife if she serves properly. Or if some disciple is serving his guru, so this is like she was accepting her husband as a guru, and whatever he needed, it was provided by him. Then all the credit goes also to the guru. Could remain guru, advanced guru can take his senior most disciple to the place where he is practicing Krishna consciousness. And so most of the people, they have to give in their varnashram. So this is talking about varnashram. This is talking about the duty of a wife, how the wife gets a credit of all the devotional practices, because by this service attitude, just like like we will read how she was, how she lived her life. So Pati Devata, accepting her husband as the Supreme Lord. Pati Devata. Patin Parama Dharmagyam. And her husband, Supreme Dharmagyam, knower of the religious principles. He knew this. The daughter of Vidar Vedarvi, Maladhojan. Her husband's name was Maladhoj. Now he gave up his body. Premna, with love and affection, Paricharyat, serve in devotion. Paricharya means around the clock, that should be done. Itva, giving up all the bhogan, means the sense enjoyment. She, Pati Devata, accepting her husband as the Supreme Lord. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing, thus she remained engaged in his service. Okay. Figuratively, King Maladhwaj, this is all figuratively. This is all Maladhwaj and Vaidarbhi and Vidarbha and this king that he went, he became the king. Now Dwarpuri, our city of the nine gates. So these are all Puranjan. Everybody is a Puranjan. Pur means city or body. And one who is enjoying the body, that is called Puranjan. We should not enjoy the body, but we should use the body for service of the Lord. If that attitude could come, then he's no more a Puranjan. We have the human form of the body as nine gates. So that's why I call city of nine gates. So figuratively, King Maladhwaj is the spiritual master, and his wife Vaidarbhi is the disciple. So she is acting as a disciple. The disciple accepts the spiritual master as the supreme personality of Godhead, as is stated in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's in Guru Astak. Shakshad Haritvena Samastha Shastrai Uttastatha Bhavyata Eva Sadvi Kintu Taborya Priya Eva Tashya Mande Guru Oshi Charanara Vindam. Shakshad Hari. He accepts the spiritual master as Sakshad Hari, that as if he is Hari, although he is not. He does not think that he is Hari, but a disciple should accept him as a Hari. One directly accepts the Guru, the spiritual master, is the supreme personality of Godhead. One should accept the spiritual master, not in the sense that the Mayavadi philosophers do. Mayavadi philosophers, they take and then they say that, oh, I am, and you are the same. I need you just to get this, learn this Advaita, not Advaita. In this philosophy of Shankaracharya, and then they give up that now I am God and you are God. Namo Narayana. The spiritual master tells his disciple also Narayana, and he says his spiritual, you are Narayana, I am Narayana. Everybody is Narayana. Everybody is all one. But in the way recommended here, since the spiritual master is the most confidential servant of the Lord, he should be treated exactly like the supreme personality of Godhead. The spiritual master should never be neglected or disobeyed like an ordinary man. If a woman is fortunate enough to be the wife of a pure devotee, she can serve her husband without any desire for sense gratification. If she remains engaged in the service of her exalted husband, she will automatically attain the spiritual perfection of her husband. Just like Guru Maharaj, she born a child, and then because she instructed him as a guru, and then Guru Maharaj, Viman came and he went back to Godhead. Then he saw that his mother is doing before him, because she is the one who trained him as the Siksha Guru. His Diksha Guru was Narad Muni, but he had a Siksha Guru also. And he wanted to see that she is also going backward. Not only that, but even 21 generations of a devotee gets liberated, means they don't go to the hellish planets. They liberated means they remain in Brahma Jyoti for some time. They may advance further, or they may come back to the material world, but get a better position. So she will automatically attain the spiritual perfection of her husband. If a disciple gets a bona fide spiritual master, simply by satisfying him, he can attain a similar opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the last verse that we will be taking. So this mano deha, durlabho mano deva, that this human life is very, very rare, and it should be utilized with this principle of the Bhagavad Dharma. That we should understand, naham deham, bhajas, loke, kastan kama, that just eating, drinking, anything, just like a vidbhujam. Vidbhujam means pig. Pig just eats anything, kills anything, has so much sex, so many times, have so many children. 16 children can be produced at one time. But what is the life that like? Then you again become some insect or reptile or something. That way that cycle goes on. When this is in the human life that one can understand these truths. Karmano jayate jantu. That by our karma, karma means whatever we do, we get the result accordingly. If our karma or Krishna, we go to the Krishna world. So we should rise above this sattva, raju and tamogun. Sattva-gun people may go to the higher planets. Raju-gun people may remain in the same place. Tamogun people will go down to the hellish planet. So we should be go beyond Nestregunda. Tregunda Vishaya Veda, Nestregunda Bhavarjuna. We should be beyond the gunas. And this Yajna Dana Tapa Karma, that we should still be performing this Yajna Dana Tapa, that it purifies, it should not be given up. But ultimate, Krishna is instructing us, Man Mana Bhava, you think of Krishna 24 hours. Satatam Kirtayantona, are you Yatantasya Dhradavrata? Are you chant my name and then also engage in the fighting? It means you should, whatever he has ordered, Krishna has ordered Arjun to kill the Atatai. He wanted to establish Dharma and Dharmaraj as the king. So he did that. So by assisting Krishna, not that he is assisting, Krishna is putting his disciple or his devotee or his friend to be, that yes, you become Nimitta Matra Bhava Sarve Sachi. You become Nimitta. You take the credit. Krishna does not take the credit. He is already so glorified. But he gives the credit, just like he gave the credit to Srila Prabhupada for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Prathvithe Atyachar Nagradhikaram Sarvata Tachar Hovinam. And so that was the declaration by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is given this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that my name would spread to all the towns and cities of the whole Prathvi. But who did that? Who showed that? That was Prabhupada. And he is again, Prabhupada is empowering his disciples. Prabhupada is empowering his grand disciples. You take that. Take that service. He left some things incomplete. He left for us, so we could complete all that. Just like Bhagavatam translation, Prabhupada did not complete after like a few chapters of 10th canto. But then his disciples completed that. So, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto, become my devotee. Madhyaji, Yajan means Pujan, Manan. Madhyaji, Yajan means serving the deity. Namaskuru, and pay my obeisances. So, I will tell you just a couple of stories like this, like the same kind which is given in the scripture. One is Mother Devahuti. So Mother Devahuti was serving her husband so much so that she was disabled, she became very, very weak. So one can understand she comes from a Manu's family, means king's family, who rules for 71 Chatur Yugis. And 4 Yugas they rotate are 71 times, is ruling that line. She was so soft, so tender. She never put her foot on the ground. She never had to just go on. But she lived just by serving her husband. One may say, how one can change from such a habit to the situation that Karadamuni was living? He was very, very austere. He did not have any palace. He had just hardly one just hut. She was cooking. She was fetching water. She was helping her husband in every way. And her husband would not think of her at all. And her hairs were matted, and she was completely like become so weak. But then the attention of her husband went to his wife, and then he asked that, "You have served me so nicely. Ask me whatever you want." She was saying, "I want my child." So the money had like 9 daughters in the beginning, and then later on he had a son, and that was a supreme personality of Godhead. So he gave that. Now when she achieved whatever she wanted, he went into an aeroplane and traveled to all the places. So much was there, but ultimately she had a son, which Devahuti, Kapil Dev became the son of Devahuti. That's the real, and he gave them this philosophy, separating the elements. What are the elements? So, but then there is a post of Kapil also in this Kali Yuga. This Kapil Dev is from the Sat Yuga. That's why Srila Prabhupada wrote Kapil Dev, the son of Devahuti. Kapil Dev, son of Devahuti. Anyway, so another is like I wanted to tell you about one Mataji by name Bhamiti. Bhamiti was a very, very young girl. She was married to a saintly person, and he was a writer. He would write all the time, and she will arrange everything. She will feed him when the time came. She will, at the night time, she will have a lamp, and she would put oil in the lamp so it would burn without disturbing. And she was doing so slowly that it was the scent, he was never disturbed. He did not, at the least, knew that he has a wife who is helping him. He would not care for anything. Just by automatically, by nature's call, he will go, he will come back. She will give him food. He will eat. She was earning also. Everything was arranged by her. Then one night, that lamp had a little, some problem, like gul ajata, that he was very tight at the end of the batti. So it did not really work properly. His attention was gone. So lamp was extinguished. So she came and corrected that, and then he just turns his face to this lady and he says, "Who are you?" He did not even recognize his own wife. So many years has gone by, almost 50 years. She said, "I am your wife." Then she reminds him how he waited and what happened. Oh, you have done so much austerity for him. So then he gave that book the name Bhamiti. It's a very philosophical book about Krishna consciousness. So anyway, the wife gets the credit of whatever is done by the husband. Husband is like a spiritual master, wife is like a disciple. You may say, why not the wife could become a spiritual master? Is it possible? Because of the constitutional position, sometimes it is said that she has some, because of her constitutional position, also because you may say contamination, because of the period, because of the weak status, so she is considered to be a subordinate to the man. It's not that both things, but in Krishna consciousness, this is in the material world, in Krishna consciousness, both can go ahead and do the same thing as a man does. Women could also do, there is no differentiation. But rather, women can become a spiritual master or leader much faster because of her, not only sentiment, but because she could concentrate more easily. So here, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his guru, Ishwar Puri. And Ishwar Puri said that because then all the first sattvic bhava was coming in his body. So he said that I am japite, man karila pagal. I am just like a madman. I become like a madman. He says that that is the symptom. You just go on chanting. That is the result of chanting. And so one should overcome all the conditioning in this spiritual life. Should be or whatever condition we are conditioned by the jeev, we are bound up by our mind, body, words, by our addictions, we are bound up by many, many things. So we should become free from this conditioning in the material world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu consulted his guru, and he says that Ishwarpuri, and he says that yes, that is the symptom of a pure devotee, and you go on chanting, don't worry about anybody, what they think. So there are many Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru, and we should take help from them and get the instruction and serve the either instructing guru or that is the Siksha Guru or spiritual master who gives the initiation. Now we can see that there is also Vidur came after the whole war was over, and he wanted, really he came to Indraprastha where King Yudhishthira was ruling. Then he went to Dhritarashtra and he was telling him that how come that you are staying here, you are now old man, you should be putting yourself in devotional service completely 100%. And so this verses teach us about that one should give up all the attachment and all the working in the material world at least certain part of the time. Normally according to the Vedic culture, after 50 years one should go to the Himalayas forest or in meditation, or at least live secluded without getting too much attachment to your wealth and children and worrying about them and wife. And so that is what it is being taught. So this Suvalputri was Gandhari. When Dhritarashtra, and he went, because he was blind, so his hand was cut off by Vidur, and Vidur went to the Himalaya, and his wife followed him, Gandhari, and she was also a very chaste woman, just like this weather being. One may say that Krishna was fighting and means Arjuna was fighting and he was getting, but he was taking those arrows in this Dharma Yudha as if it is a mercy of the Lord. He was not taking that. The real devotee, like when the austerity comes, like this austerity came in, say, Dhritarashtra, he was a king, he was blind, but that austerity is the food, is the stimulus. They don't think that, oh, it is a, like the their blood like becomes more silverous when they shake certain blood or some arrow comes. If this arrow came, yes, they take it away, then again fight with more even enthusiasm. More with, so that is how any austerity that we are doing in service of the Lord, then that austerity or even the certain problem comes, we should increase our service to the Supreme Lord, as these fighters they do. Like if somebody you hear about, you know, in a spiritual life there is so much difficulty, but that should give you impetus to serve more nicely. Like Gandhari, she came also, she was a princess. She was married to a king who ruled for many years, but she did not give any consideration of difficulty in walking on this forest, so much on the Himalayas. She walked behind this direction the world is given, that we will read on this next verse, what it is. And so, only the woman is called lower or here. The reason is because of the contamination, ashuddhi. During the pregnancy, during the delivery, during the period, and but in the this Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the woman is a very, very exalted. Just like that's why the gopis are topmost exalted, topmost devotees of the Lord. Aradhya Bhagwan Vrajishkina Tad Dhamma Vrindavana Pramya Kachik Upasana Vrajavadu. And all these Vrajavadus that we should follow in their footsteps. So one should not think that why whether we has to serve her husband in such a way. She, not only that, she wanted to go to the funeral pyre where her husband was being burned, and she wanted to give her body. So it's really not necessary. The Britishers, they stopped in 1953 or something, or no, 1853. This Sati Pratha or Sahamaran. Sahamaran means dying at the same time. But it happened until almost even during Prabhupada's time. He says that I saw myself that one woman went. But it should not be forced. sometimes the people, they force, but she does not want to die. Like say, Pandu. Pandu had two wives, Kunti and Madri. So, whatever happened, that he died because of the curse of his sage. And then, so Kunti, she said that I want to go along with the husband. She said that Madri said that because of me, when you have the three children and you will take care of my two sons also. So she remained and then she went. This is voluntary death. It's not that she was tortured or she was thrown. And they become very happy and they take all the credit of whatever husband is fighting. If he goes to the spiritual world, she also goes there. So you see this story of Kilumangal Thakur, that how he was praying and how he was attached to a woman whom he accepted her as a Chintamani, as her spiritual master. But later on, again the same contamination came when he saw a beautiful woman. And that beautiful woman was, means she was so pious that by seeing the saffron cloth of this Kilumangal Thakur, then her husband said that, okay, he's attached to you, then let him just talk to you. So he went there and then he says that, oh, she's ready to sacrifice for me. He asked for two hairpins and he pulled and he let it blinded. It is just because of the eye that I'm falling again and again in this trap. So let us just read this and text number 44. Chiravasa Pratakshama Menu Bhutasir Chiroruha Babha Bhupatim Shanta Shikha Shantam Iva Nalam. The daughter of King Vidarbha, that is Vidarbhi, wore old garments and she was lean and thin because of her vows of austerity. Since she did not arrange her hair, it became entangled and twisted in locks. Although she remained entangled and twisted in locks, although she remained always near her husband, she was as silent and unagitated as the flame of an undisturbed fire. Just like the pain, there is a nice verse in Bhagavad Gita, we will talk about that. That flame in a quiet place where there is fire, it remains very steady. She remained steady in her service to her husband. And she did not take care of her body. She was very lean and thin and her hair is very tangled. Just like this Pradamuni's wife, Devuti, was daughter of a Manu, Pambu Manu, first Manu. And then she could serve. So it has to be, determination has to be there. One may say, oh, I'm a queen, I'm a princess, how I could just live with this husband, this man who's so much daddy and so much mooch, and he was just having a little heart and no proper utensils to cook and everything. But he served for many, many years. And that is the Vedic culture that we should learn. So purport, when one begins to burn a firewood, there is a smoke and hesitation in the beginning. Although there are so many disturbances in the beginning when you light a fire. Once the fire is completely set, the firewood burns steadily. Similarly, when both husband and wife follow the regulatory principles of austerity, they remain silent and are not agitated by sex impulses. As at such a time, both husband and wife are benefited spiritually. One can attain this stage of life by completely giving up a luxurious mode of life. How one can attain this status that there is no agitation by the sex life is by completely giving up a luxurious mode of life. Since you put so many cosmetics, so much shampoo, so much lipstick, so much coloring the hair, so much. I'm not saying I'm not against them, but the woman would go with so much dressed. So just by seeing the woman, the man gets agitated. And then, so how Lakshman said, I never saw the face of Sita Devi in 14 years. Naham janami ke yure, naham janami kundale, nupare tu abhi janami, yashya padami vandana. That I used to pay my obeisances every morning or vandan to her feet, so I know the champak. Nupur, that is champak. But I do not know her keyur or kundal or which is worn in the ear, or so I have no knowledge of that. So you just see, so that is the way that, so unless that time comes or people live like in the Ram Rajari, they have that kind. Woman is not for exploitation, woman is not for your sense of pleasure, or that woman is equal to the man, and both should work together, just like in Krishna consciousness, and their life is perfect. This life is a short, then it is meant to develop our Krishna consciousness, and if we could do that, then naturally our purpose of the human life is to love Krishna, serve Krishna, attend Golok Vrindavan Dham, live there permanently, and then your life is fulfilled. But if we just remain in the material consciousness, material world, this is woman, this is a man, which is meant for me, and this is meant for me, and in this way, whole thing is spoiled. Whole problem, universal problem, is because of all this. A show, not reality, and too much presentation. In previous ages, women would not even go out of the house. They will sit, if they have to go to somebody else's house, they will sit in a palkin. Prabhupada said that my own mother was going in a palkin. She will be carried by four people and she to another house. Or even his, I don't know whether his own wife, Radharani, at the same thing, but that is what is the culture. So we have to adopt at least some part of that culture, or at least in our mind. When both husband and wife follow the regulatory principles of austerity, they remain silent and are not agitated by sex impulse. At such a time, both husband and wife are benefited spiritually. One can attain this stage of life by completely giving up a luxurious mode of life. So how to give it up? By giving up hesitation. See, the woman is made, it is the form of Maya. And Maya is there, and then the man could get agitated. Like Prabhupada gives the example of a butter and fire. Woman is like a fire, man is a butter, and the butter will melt. So if one keeps away from the fire, then naturally he or she could be saved. The word chiravas refers to very old torn garment. The wife especially should remain austere, not desiring luxurious dresses and living standards. She should accept only the bare necessities of life and minimize her eating and sleeping. There should be no question of mating. Simply by engaging in the service of the exalted husband, who must be a pure devotee, the wife will never be agitated by sex impulses. The vanaprastha stage is exactly. So in these verses, it is being said like a disciple and a guru. It is becoming relation between a wife and a husband. It is becoming like this ashram, brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram. I'm talking about vanaprastha ashram. The vanaprastha stage is exactly like this. Although the wife remains with the husband, she undergoes severe austerities and penances, so that although both husband and wife live together, there is no question of sex. In this way, both husband and wife can live together perpetually. Since the wife is weaker than the husband, this weakness is expressed in this verse with the words upapatim. Upa means near, two are almost equal to, being a severe austerities and penances, so that although both husband and wife live together, there is no question of sex. In this way, both husband and wife can live together perpetually. Since the wife is weaker than the husband, this weakness is expressed in this verse with the word upapatim. Upa means near, because it is just copied, that's why it's duplicating. Upa means near to, are almost equal to, being a man, the husband is generally more advanced than his wife. Nevertheless, his wife is expected to give up all luxurious habits. She should not even dress nicely or comb her hair. Hair combing is one of the main business of women. Even in the outside, like not only in the dressing table, but they will come out and show their hairs and they comb their hair. And you see so much like this. Should not take care of her hair. Thus, her hair will become tangled in knots. Consequently, the wife will no longer be attractive to the husband, and she herself will no longer be agitated by sex impulses. In this way, both husband and wife can advance in spiritual consciousness. Our purpose of human life, you may say, why you are denying all these things? What is all this? This is not for the present age. But if you want to go back home, back to Godhead, if you want to take this spiritual progress, then we have to follow the path that is being shown in these pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not my saying or your saying or my opinion, or it cannot happen in this Kali Yuga or in this age, but it is maybe for some different age. It is for all the ages. The Bhagavatam does not change by certain time, place, circumstance. It remains eternal. Like Bhagavad Gita was told to Sun God millions of years ago. It is still the same. There is no difference. Bhagavatam pages are still the same, because in the spiritual world is eternal. The words are eternal. The process is eternal. मटल वर्ल्ड थिंग्स दे चेंज. आजकल आजकल ऐसा होता है, आजकल ऐसे ड्रेस पहनना, आजकल ये फैशन आई है. देन यू रिमेन इन द मटल वर्ल्ड ऑफ टुडे एंड टुमारो. आज एंड कल, आज इज टुडे एंड टुमारो. सो यू रिमेन टुमारो 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 ऑल द टाइम इन द मटल वर्ल्ड. एंड इफ यू वांट टू गिव अप दिस मटल लाइफ एंड गो टू कृष्णा कोर, देन यू हैव टू एक्सेप्ट दिस दिस थिंग्स व्हाट इज गिवन दिस भागवतम. Both husband and wife can advance in spiritual consciousness. This advanced stage is called the Paramahansa stage. And once it is obtained, both husband and wife so can be actually liberated from bodily consciousness. If the disciple remains steady in the service of the spiritual master, he need no longer fear falling down into the clutches of Maya. So if the disciple also, it is also that this topic talking about guru and the disciple. This Maladhyaya was like a guru. He was husband also. He was a very exalted duty of the Lord in Paramahansa stage. Bahu the Kuti Chak. So Paramahansa is the last stage in sannyas near Shir Vivek. So Hansa word is there. And so so this is also like if disciple also serves the spiritual master, at least his Vapu also has to be served in the last stage. Like some of the devotees, the advanced devotees, and others can take care of his Vani. Vani means what the instruction is given, then they could do the take care of the Vani. But some of the disciples has to take care of the spiritual master's body. That is Vapu. Vapu is also to be taken care of. It's not that you could just give up, give up the Vapu. No, senior devotees, senior disciples of the spiritual master should take care of the body of the spiritual master. And so that is advantageous. Naturally, they, just like Ishwar Puri was served, Ishwar Puri served his guru, Madhyendra Puri, in the last stages, was cleaning his school and all this. Then he became the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is because of his service attitude. This Narottam Das Thakur served his guru, Loknath Goswami. He cleaned his school, cleaned the path, cleaned the food, cleaned Samhita, so many things. And then he had only one disciple, Narottam Das Thakur. And how exalted Loknath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur both went to this spiritual kingdom. Narottam Das Thakur is a Manjari, and is a Loknath Goswami. So one does not need to worry if he serves like this that he will fall down. That is not there. So you should see the spiritual side also. And we read about Krishna Karana, Karanamrata, and like the Bilwamangal Thakur is the writing. Madhirekshana, in this, one of the verse that she is called Madhirekshana. Madhira means the wine. Ekshana, her seeing. So woman gives like a stages, like one is drunk, Madhira. And this girl was so Madhirekshana, she was so beautiful and so much, but she remained, what way that she remained, one has to think that how she remained like this. Asitekshana, test of Krishna. Anyway, this world is there somewhere, Madhirekshana. World is there that you will read in this. So her beauty was like Madhirekshana. So it will give Madhag effect. Like as if somebody is drunk, just like they forget in the drunk district. You may say that demigods also drink some kind of aso or some kind of. Balramji was also drinking Varuni. But that is a different thing. They know what to drink and what has to be done. But we should not be so much attached to each other, to wife and husband. They should serve and glorify each other, do service to both of them together. So that is called Varnasha means Grahastha and Grahamekhi. Grahastha. So this topic talk about Grahastha also. She was an ideal means this Vaidarbhi and her husband. They're also like an ideal Grahastha. What she did, how she served her husband. So that is also given in these pages. So let me just give you being directly instructed by the Lord, Sakshat Bhagavat Pot Kena as Chaitya Guru. So Chaitya Guru means which is in the Chetna. Chetna means conscious. That is Paramatma is the Chaitya Guru. And outside he is the spiritual master. external manifestation of the Chaitya Guru or Paramatma is the spiritual master. He developed transcendental knowledge by which Vishuddha Jnana Deepena. He could understand everything from all angles of vision. Observe the super soul and soul himself sitting side by side together. That is given sitting side by side. Without separate interest, abstain from the material activities. And then, let it whether be accepting her husband as the supreme, served her husband with devotion, giving up all enjoyment. Figuratively, Mallad was is the spiritual master, and his wife, whether be, is the disciple. The disciple accepts the spiritual master as the supreme lord. In his steadiness, in old garment, she was lean due to austerity, and her hair was matted. Though always near her husband, she was silent like the flame of an undestroyed fire. If the disciple remains steady in serving his spiritual master, he need no longer fear falling down into the clutches of Maya. So this from Bhagavad Gita, I will read this one verse, how the fire, Bhagavad Gita, Enam Gyatva Kutam Purva Karma Purva Rapimu Mukshibi Guru Karma Eva Tasmatam Purva Purvataram Pratam. All the liberated souls in the ancient times acted with this understanding of my transcendental nature. Therefore, you should perform your duty following their footsteps. Yatha dipo nivatastho ningate shokama smrata yogino yata chittasya yinjato yogam atmanah. Lamp in a wild, windless place does not waver. So the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. Means a truly Krishna conscious person always absorbed in transcendence in constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord is a study as a lamp in a windless place. So I will end here. So these verses, they are nice, means it is not just one way to explain. There are many, many ways that you could go. And as we discussed some of the points, that is being the teachings were done by Narad Muni to King Prachin Barisad. And King Prachin Barisad understood through this story, allegorical story of Puranjan. And then he gave up all these things. And then he went to forest to do meditation. Same thing, Rishabh Dev, every king that you see in the pages of Bhagavatam, they left their home at the proper time, fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, rather than attaching to the whole material things that they have done. And at the end also, you will remain the same thing. You will remember all those things. To change your mentality from what you are doing now, again to complete Krishna consciousness, is impossible. One has to give up their attachment to wealth, home, family, insurance, comforts, and then engage in service of the Lord. Whatever best one can do. So thank you so much. You can unmute and let me know if there's any comments or questions. We can discuss. I don't know how to unmute, but I will try. So can you unmute me?
You are unmute, Prabhuji.
Hello, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You are all.
Can you unmute everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can unmute.
So everybody can listen. Okay. So if anybody has any comments or questions on these verses that we discuss or on the topics that we covered, wife, husband, disciple, his spiritual master, how sati and prasati, like things were there, or just talks about vanaprastha ashram also, that we discussed that. These are the topics about vanaprastha stage also. So Srila Prabhupada is so clever that he put so many in his purpose in so many ways to glorify these verses and take lessons on this.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So you covered so many points today. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I request devotees, if they have any questions or comments for Prabhuji, they can go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanwad Pranam.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yeah, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. And, you know, you covered so many points today and how to, you know, wife should do, you know, it's really hard to follow nowadays, but that's what
led to. Yeah, that is true. I agree with you. But whatever best we can do, at least we should follow some, if not to follow everything, but at least do some. Gradually Krishna will give us the intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena vam upayanti te. That you will come to him. So Krishna promises that. He will start somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody has any question? Mamta Mataji, do you have a question?
Oh yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glory Sri Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glory Sri Srila Prabhupada.
Krishna, yeah. Dhanvat Pranam to all of you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So Prabhuji, very beautiful class you gave, very good example of husband and wife and everyone. But my question is related to something else. Is it okay, Prabhuji, if I ask you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. So, Prabhuji, like yesterday we had Vaman Dwadashi. So, a few days back, while reading Bhagavatam, we had a question. Like when Bali Maharaj was, when he went to conquer all the heavenly planets, Indra Loka, and he sent them away and they became invisible. So, before that, we see that Prahlad Maharaj had also blessed Bali Maharaj. He gave him garland and he was happy for him doing that. So how do we understand that Prahlad Maharaj, being a Mahajan, let Bali Maharaj do this? Why he didn't stop him from doing that, knowing that that would be, you know, wrong on his part? So I don't know that if this is like valid question or not, but just this came in my mind, so I was thinking about this.
Okay, it's a nice question. See, Bali Maharaj is also, Balir Vyasa, is also a kind of Mahajan. Not only his grandfather Prahlad, because he gave up, and Krishna wants to see that how a real devotee does it. So even after the fight, and he took over everything, means his whole kingdom, like material world, even the heavenly planets, everything. And then he says, where did, should I put my third foot? And he rejected even his spiritual master, who was giving a wrong direction, don't surrender to Krishna. He knew that Vaman Dev, so today's also Vaman Dwadashi also in India. Today's Vaman Dwadashi, and you know the story of Vaman Dwadashi. And so it's a good appropriate question that you asked. And I was supposed to speak about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But anyway, Vaman Dwadashi, that we can just discuss few points that you asked, just in answer to the question that you asked. So Vaman took away everything and then he still says, okay, my body is separate from my possession, my kingdom. So you put your head. So he was completely surrendered and he gave away to Krishna, wants to show the that even as a demon, means because he was born in a demon family. And that is his chivalrous activity. He wanted to fight. Everybody said, but ultimately he was a pure devotee of the Lord because he gave up everything. We say Atma Nivedan. Atma Nivedan was done by this Bali Maharaj. So he put his foot on the head of this and he pushed him down to Sutal Loka. Then he made him the king there. And then he stayed as his doorkeeper. Krishna stayed as his doorkeeper at him. And so what's more that you are looking for? That is waiting there for him in his kingdom. And so such a mercy of the Supreme Lord or his devotee. So he was a very exalted devotee. Sometimes to show the example these things are done, that he surrendered even in a body of his. He rejected his guru and he surrendered to Vamandev. And he continued his Krishna consciousness, even if his everything was taken away. He did not become angry. He did not become agitated. He did not started fighting with Vamandev or with demigods again. Demigods, Indra was back on his position, everybody, and he went to the Sutal Lok and he ruled over there for many years. So in this way, he did show the sign of a pure Vaishnava. He is beyond pure Vaishnava. Who will be able to give up all this, everything what they possessed and give to by his? He may say that you are a tricky, you came as a little boy and now you become three Vikram, that you measured just whole universe, just whole universe in just 2 feet, and now you are asking for the third feet. And his daughter became very, when she saw Vamandev's beauty, she was very, very happy that if it was my son, I would have fed him my breast milk. But later on when we saw that he tied him with the worn rope and he is pushing him down and is putting his foot on his father's head, who was such a exalted, even Indra was defeated by him. But she said, I would not feed him in the milk, but I will give him poison. So she came as Putna to fulfill that, but because she was a daughter of a devotee, she got the position of his dhai, his nurse, in the spiritual, in the Golok Vrindavan. Just his own daughter went there because of this relationship with the exalted devotee. And Krishna was very merciful that he became a doorkeeper because he was a grandson of his dear devotee Prahlad Maharaj. So I hope that you should not be doubting. These are the activity. They come, Krishna comes to enact this pastime so you and me can talk about the Krishna. Otherwise, what we will speak or talk about? If he had no pastimes in the material world, if it not become like a son of, you would think it is all mythology, but it happened. Those places are still there. They are not mythology. So Krishna should come. He comes to establish relationship. He comes to how he is the Supreme Lord, what he can do. Ram came as a Maryada Purushottam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as an ideal devotee. But Krishna is the only one. Narasimha Dev came just to protect Prahlad Maharaj and so kill the Hiranyakashipu. But Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He can do anything by his own will. And he is showing us how he is, how loving, how dear, how beautiful. Otherwise, how you will sing his glories and beauty and how you will serve him. So this is necessary. He has the same tendency, just like we have. We want to fight. We want to have a mock fight in the childhood. And so all these are the Leela means it is done for the pleasure of the Lord. And we are doing underneath for our karmic reaction about karma, about our prarabdha. So our activity is by the prarabdha, pushed by the prarabdha. We take birth in a certain place. We take birth a certain mother, father with a very beautiful body or dull body or happy body, or with we become brilliant, means what I want to say. Maybe you become so much educated, some do not, some become very wealthy, some don't. These are all your previous karma. But Krishna comes that in spite of all this, you will never be in the material world. You have to develop a relationship with me. And I am like this. And he shows by his all the leelas. And we read all these leelas. We should read that. Describing the glories of the Lord, describing pastimes of the Lord, enacting those pastimes. When Krishna, when gopis, they were searching Krishna in the forest, when Krishna left the arena of Raj dance, then they sat together and then they were describing all the activity of the Supreme Lord. How did he used to go to the Godhuli and feed these young calves and take care of them, and how he had relation with them and how he would look at them. And so we are not dull, stagnant, but there is a purity in the spiritual kingdom. Here it is, we just copy and then copy and paste. That does not work. We will work properly if we go to the spiritual kingdom and act with Krishna. And he's asking us, come and play with me. So this material world, you may say, it is not a play of the Lord. It is play of our own karma. But when we go to the spiritual kingdom, that is the play of the Lord. So you want to enjoy the play, or you want to just go rot in the material world by our karmas? Karma can be broken, finished in one stroke by chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no sins. Our all the activity, our whatever that we get, good things is because of our piety, but they get finished. Bad things happen because of our impiety, but they also get finished when we suffer. But we should, rather than suffering and enjoying, we should be serving the Lord and go to his abode and play with the Supreme Lord. And he's waiting, he's giving us whole kingdom. So it is a big topic, but he's waiting that, okay, everything is there. Is Kalpavraksha, and there is touch stones, and there is Chinta, Mani, Kalpavraksha, there are Kalpavrakshas, and everything that you could enjoy, and you don't have to work at it. And that is the promise Krishna is saying, that you come and you don't have to suffer these three kind of material miseries, and then you could live with me perpetually. Not that Bhashita, that you don't have to come back again to the material world. But we are so much attached to the material world that we don't want to go. So what can be done? Krishna is the person, he has to play a young boy, newly born. Naturally, he will like to play. And that is his prerogative. When he's fed nicely, when he's healthy, he has drunk the milk of his mother, then he would like to play. He will. If nobody is there to play, he will move his hands, legs, take his toe and suck on it. Why? That is the nature. And Krishna also has a nature. And his nature is the supreme. And we should glorify every activity of the Lord. Okay, does it answer you?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, thank you so much. You know, I understood that, you know.
Okay. No, if there is any doubt, you can always ask question also.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay, so there is nothing wrong with that. So understand clearly is important.
Yes, Prabhuji. So I understood that that Leela happened so that it could be taught others about it by example. Am I right, Prabhuji? This is what I understood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Prabhuji.
He's also a means 12 Mahajanas. Bali Maharaj is also one of the Mahajanas, not just Prahlad. Okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for asking this nice question.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Anyone else has any other question or comments? Okay, so should we? Should we just discontinue our meeting or whatever this Zoom meeting?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.